में दो भागन है। 爹，萨利格拉米，塞维，布拉玛纳阿特玛乌基。
If you look back at the beginning of your Brahmin life, you will see how elevated your fortune has been right from the beginning. When someone is born, the first fortune he receives is the fortune of sustenance from his parents. After that, he receives the fortune of study. After that, from the Guru, he is blessed. However, the sustenance, study, and Shrimat Vardhan blessings which you children receive is given to you by whom? You receive all these three from the Supreme Soul Himself. Receive sustenance from God, which very few out of millions could receive such sustenance.
Parmatam Sikyak ki parai Sve aap ki Kisko nahi milti.
Only you receive God's teachings, no one else receives them.
Sat Guru Dwara Shrimat Vardhan.
even Srimad and blessings only you receive from the Sadguru. So, do you know very well how fortunate you are? Do you keep swinging and singing songs, keeping in mind how fortunate you are? Do you keep saying, "Wah, my fortune, wah"? Right from Amrit Vela. When you wake up, do you wake up with the consciousness that you are lost in God's love? Does God's love wake you up? The beginning of the day's routine starts with God's love. If there wouldn't be that love, then you wouldn't be able to wake up. Love is love is the bell which wakes you up. The right time. During the whole day, God's company makes you do your task. It is such a great fortune. Leaves his paramdham to come to you to give you his teachings. Have you ever heard before? That God leaves his home, his abode, every day and comes down, descends to teach his children. From however far a distance, the children may come, but there could be no further distance than Paramdham. Could there be any other land more distant than Paramdham?
America, Africa,
are America and Africa far away? Paramdham is the highest on high region. From that highest on high region, the highest on high God, comes to teach his highest on high children. Do you experience this type of fortune? Do you? As a Sadguru, he instructs you for every task and also gives you his company. He doesn't merely give instructions or dictates you, but he also gives you his company. What song do you sing? You are with me. Is he far away? He is very close to you, isn't he? He is with you. When you listen from God, the teacher. When you eat with Bab Dada. If you eat alone, then it's your mistake. Baba says, you eat along with me. In that, you will are benefited too. We will eat along with you. We will sit along with you. And we will also sleep along with you. And we will go back home along with you. You don't have to sleep alone. When you sleep alone, bad thoughts come and bad dreams come too. Bad thoughts come in your dreams. But Baba's love is so immense for you that he tells you, always sleep also with me. Don't sleep alone. When you wake up, you wake up. When you wake up, you wake up along with him. When you sleep along with him. When you walk along with him. When you eat along with him. When you go to your office, or you go for your business, at that time you are the trustee and Baba is the owner. When you go to your office,
you
your director or the boss is Papa himself. Your Laukik boss is only instrument, but the real boss is Baba. And you are working under him. And when you are depressed, then Baba as a friend entertains you. He becomes your friend. When you have tears of love in your eyes, Baba comes to you to ask you. And your tears are put by Baba in the box of his heart. And sometimes when you are naughty and also sulk, you do sulk a lot. It's sweet sulking. You sulk in a sweet way. But Baba comes to you to make you Baba comes to console you and says, child, forget all about that. Forget the past. Let past be past. In this way, Baba tries to console you. So, your whole routine is with whom?
Bab Dada.
It is with Bab Dada.
Bab Dada. Kabhi kabhi. Bachchon ke.
Sometimes Baba is amused and he smiles when he sees what children say to Baba. When children tell Baba, Baba, you forget us. On one hand you say you are combined. Can the one who is combined forget the one who is with whom he is combined? When he is with you, he is together with you, then how can that one forget you? Can he forget you? It means that the children are more powerful than Baba, that you are able to also separate the one who is combined with you.
Combined.
Actually, he is combined with you. But Maya makes you get separated from Baba. Slightly, and Baba watches the games being played by the children. Then what does Bab Dada say? Always be aware of your fortune. What happens is that you think, yes, my fortune is very elevated. However, you become the embodiment of that thought. You don't become the embodiment of the high consciousness. You think a lot, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. You also tell others very well too. However, whatever you think, whatever you say, you have to become the embodiment of
Swarupam Pananeme Kami Parjati.
But you lack in becoming the embodiment of that thought. Of everything, whatever you think, experience becoming the embodiment of that too. Highest thing is to become the embodiment of experience. When you are in Paramdham, in your original stage, at that time, you are not the embodiment of thoughts, but you are the embodiment of the elevated consciousness. That is, you do not think there that I'm a soul, but you are already in that stage of a soul. Also, when you come in Satyuga at the beginning, you don't think that I'm a deity, but you are already the embodiment of the efforts you make here.
swarup hai.
That is, you become the embodiment in a practical way there. So, as you are,
to aap bhi ant mein,
the embodiment in your original nature as well as at the beginning. Now you have to become that embodiment again at the end.
Swarup banne se apne kaun shaktiya sutai emerge hote.
When you become the embodiment, your virtues and powers are automatically revealed. Just as when someone belonging to a particular occupation is seated on his seat, then the qualities and acts according to that occupation are emerged automatically. Similarly, seat yourself on the stage of the embodiment of that high consciousness, then every virtue, every power, every type of intoxication will be emerged automatically. You will not have to work hard for attaining that. This is called to experience the Brahmin nature in a natural way.
Just be or sapa. Anek janmo ki natures.
In which the different natures of the past several births get finished. The natural nature of Brahmin life is becoming the embodiment of all virtues, all powers. All the old natures are not of the Brahmin nature. You do say that this is my nature. But who is saying that this is my nature? Is it a Brahmin? Or is it a kshatriya, the warrior? Or is it the soul who is an embodiment of the awareness of his past birth?
Brahmanoki. Nitya. Jo Brahma Bhav ki nitya.
The nature of Brahmins is like the nature of Brahma.
To socho.
Father, therefore think.
Jis samay kehti ho.
When you say,
meri nature, mera swabhav aisa.
This is my nature. Can you say these words in your Brahmin life? Is it possible? If you are still trying to erase
your past nature,
your past nature and that nature still erupts, then you should think that at that time you are not a Brahmin, but you are a Kshatriya, a warrior who is battling, trying hard to erase, to wipe away the past nature. So what do you become? Brahmins sometimes become Kshatriyas. What are you called? Are you called Brahma Kumar or are you called Kshatri Kumar?
Kshatri Kumar ho gaya.
Are you Kshatri Kumar? You are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris.
Dusra naam to hai.
You don't have another name, do you?
Koi ko bulate ho ek Kshatri Kumar.
Do you call anyone by the name, oh Kshatri Kumar, come?
Ya apne ko kehte ho, main Brahma Kumar nahi
hu. Or do you say that, I am not a Brahma Kumar, but I am a Kshatri Kumar. Do you say that for yourself?
Brahman artat jo Brahma bhav ki nature, wo Brahman ki nature.
Therefore a Brahmin means the one
ye shabd abhi kabhi nahi bolna,
whose nature is like that of Brahma father. So never say these words. Never say even by mistake, what can I do, that's my nature. This is only an excuse. Even to say this is an excuse. It's like trying to save yourself by giving this excuse. As you have taken a new birth, how can old sanskaras, old nature emerge? From where do they emerge? If they do emerge, that means you haven't died completely from your past birth. Can it be said that you are half dead and half still alive in your of your past birth? Brahmin life means?
Jo Brahma Bhav ka kadam hai, wo Brahmano ka kadam.
That Brahmin life means that every step you Brahmins take is like the step of Brahma Father. Therefore, Bap Dada are looking at your fortune. Compared to the elevated fortune you have, these words which are spoken by you don't look good. This year you are celebrating it as the year of liberation, is it not? What classes do you give? How to celebrate this year as a year of liberation? So is this the year of liberation or not? Or will that come in the year 1998 is the year of liberation, is it not? Those who think it is 1998, the year of liberation, raise your hand. Don't clap, just raise your hand. All are raising their hand. Baba is looking around, looking to his left, and there everyone raises his hand. Yes, it's very easy to raise your hand. What happens is, because you're sitting in this atmosphere and you are swinging in happiness, and therefore you raise your hand, and there are more hands coming up. However, let the hand be raised with the courage coming from the heart. Make a promise. Let anything go away, be lost. But let not the promise that this year I have to celebrate as the year of liberation be forgotten. Is your promise that firm? Be careful when you raise your hand. Your hand, if you raise, it may not come in this TV, but in Baba's TV, it will definitely come. Therefore, as this is a year of liberation, you should not say such words even by mistake. Your words should be so sweet. They should be like the words of the Father. Let there be words of good wishes for every soul. This is called to use yukti yukt words.
Sadharan bol bhi. Chalte firte. Hona nahi chahiye.
You shouldn't speak ordinary words. Even when you are moving, when you are performing actions or doing anything, ordinary words should not be spoken. If by chance someone comes, that one should experience. Them not to be just words coming from your lips, but like pearls coming from your lips. They should not be felt as words, but as pearls. Words spoken with pure feelings are like diamonds and pearls. Why? Because
Bap Dada ne kai baar ye ishara de diya hai.
Bap Dada has already signaled you several times that according to the time,
abhi, thoda sa samay,
as there is very short time left,
sarva khasane jama karne,
there is very little time left for accumulating the treasures. If at this time you do not accumulate the treasure of time, words, the wealth of knowledge, the powers attained through yoga, the divine life which you have got now, if you don't accumulate all these treasures now, then it will not be possible for you to do it later on.
Fuck.
during the whole day check the account of each of your treasures. Just as you check your physical treasures, don't you? This much is accumulated. Similarly, accumulate every treasure and then check the account. You need all the treasures. If you want to pass with honors, then your account of each treasure has to be so full that for 21 births you could continue to reap what you have accumulated now. Too late bell has not yet rung, but it is about to ring. Baba won't tell you the day and the date when it will ring. It will happen all of a sudden. And it will be announced too late.
Phir kya karenge?
What will you do then?
Us samay jama karenge.
Will you try to accumulate at that time? However much you may wish, but you will not get the time. This is why Bap Dada keeps on giving you signals again and again. Accumulate, accumulate, accumulate. Why? Because you still have the title Almighty Authority. It's not just mighty, but Almighty Authority. Even in the future, your title will be All Virtuous, not just Virtuous. Accumulate all the treasures means
aur shaktiyan jama ho rahi
to accumulate all the powers and virtues. Each virtue and power has a connection with the treasure. For example, your words should not be ordinary words, but you have to speak sweetly. Now that becomes a virtue. Similarly, each treasure has a connection with a virtue, or each virtue has a connection with the treasure. Baptada has great love for the children. This is why. Again and again, Baba keeps on signaling you. Because in this gathering, there are variety groups. There are the little children,
teachers.
There are the teachers. Because it's the teachers who have got the surrender ceremony done. There are the Kumaris. There are the ones who are householders. So this is a variety group. It's good, you have given a chance to everyone. This is very good. The children had requested since a long time. There was a request from the children, when will we get a chance to meet Baba? Little children. So the little children in this gathering, it is good. A bouquet of variety flowers is in front of Baba. All the little children from the age 12 to 15, they are here. And they are raising their hand very high, they are waving it. Yes, Baba is saying, raise it high so that you can be seen. And they are so much standing up because they are so small. Yes, yes, now put your hand down. Everyone is so excited seeing little children sitting in the gathering. The elders love the children. Therefore, Baba too has great love for children, the little children.
आजके भ्रम है, कल के क्या बनेंगे?
You children, you are Brahmins at this time, but what will you be in the future? Say, little children, what will you become in the future? And they all shout, we'll become deities. We'll become deities, Baba is asking. Okay. Which deity will you become, do you know? Nobody wants to become a female deity, all want to become male deities. And the children laugh. It is good. Everyone is amused with little children. Everyone is very happy to see the amusement being, or the entertainment being given by the children. And they say, wah, children, wah. But remember one thing, children.
Bachche, Brahman atmai bachche.
Though you are little children, but you are Brahmin children, and therefore whatever is the fortune of the older Brahmins, the Brahmins who are older in age, your fortune is also the same. And therefore never forget Baba's company. However much Maya may try to attract you, but don't forget Baba. Now those little children who go to the class every day, raise your hand. Are there children who go every day to the class, and so many hands are raised? Do you go only on Sundays or do you go every day? Those who go every day, raise your hand. And so many little children are raising their hand. They go every day to the center. Are these children going every day to the center, Baba is asking? See, there's so many. Do you watch TV? And everyone laughs. Do you watch TV? Now everyone is laughing. See, if you watch good things, then that's okay. But if you watch bad things, then that's not good. Today, make a determined thought that if any bad thing comes on the TV screen, then you will switch off the TV. Can you do that? Will you do that? Those who don't watch bad things on the TV, raise your hand. Very few hands being raised. Those who don't watch bad things on the TV. Who's their teacher? Who is the teacher of the little children? stand up. So many teachers are here who are looking after the children. The whole education wing is here. And Baba is addressing them that teachers of the little children. You have to see to it. Will all the children celebrate this year as the year of liberation? Raise your hand. With a true heart, raise your hand. And many little children raise their hand. Yes, see, so many hands are being raised. Teachers are watching you. There are about 500 little children. They saw me standing up, I was telling them, sit down, sit down. See, the dadis have given you a chance. Did you thank the dadis? Have you thanked the dadis for having invited you to meet Bab Dada? If you have, it's very good. But tomorrow, you should thank the dadis with great love. See, the dadis gave you a chance, didn't they? And you have also to make a promise that we will celebrate this year as the year of liberation. You should not fight, you should not get angry. Bab Dada knows
about that.
अभी नीचे करो। अच्छा कुमारियां खड़ी हो जाओ। कुमारियों के लिए सदा कहते हैं, कुमारी वो सच्ची सेवादारी है जो शक्ति रूप कुमारी
They should be able to give the certificate of free of all, free from obstacles to themselves, and also be able to take the certificate from the others in the center. This gathering, the Kumaris are not the ones who get influenced by human beings or by by objects.
See,
what are you thinking? Bab Dada wants those type of kumaris who are free from obstacles. Who are destroyers of obstacles. Who are able to make the weak into powerful souls. It shouldn't be. That Bab Dada and the Dadis send you as hands, and you, when you go to a particular center, instead of becoming a hand, you become a headache. Baba does not want such type of kumaris. So what do you think? Are such kumaris ready? Do you have the courage? Do you think that you will stay as free from obstacles and destroyers of obstacles? Such kumaris, raise your hand, who have that determined thought to become free from obstacles and destroyers of obstacles. Are you raising your hand from the heart, or is it because you are feeling shy that if you won't raise your hand, what will others say? Yes, raise your hand high. Let it be high. Raise your hand high. And Baba is telling the one who's walking with the TV to take the TV. Stand up. Yes, stand up, not take the TV. See. Only those who are seeing it from the heart, they stand up. Those who are ready to go to the centers and are going to become free from all obstacles and also destroy obstacles, raise your hand. Stand up. Only they stand up. The others sit down. The others sit down and some those sit down. Those who are ready to go to centers as destroyers of obstacles, they stand up. It's nothing about a few hundred stand up. Some are sitting down, some are standing up and again sitting down. Probably they are not able to decide. And Baba said, the little kumaris sit down. Only if you're above 18 years, then you stand up. Only if you're above 18 years of age, you can stand up. Not the ones who are less than 18 years of age. Yes, all of these are big kumaris. But I think 300-400 are standing. And Baba is asking them, are you free from all obstacles? Are you also destroyed of obstacles? Did you take the photograph? Baba is telling the photographer Ramesh Bhai to take the photograph. The little kumari, sit down. You don't stand up. Was the photo taken? What about the kumaris here? So on the television we are able to see the kumaris clearly. Baba is telling, now give this cassette to Dadi ji so that let her see each one's face clearly. And the Dadi, you should see each one clearly. So congratulations. Everyone say congratulations to this Kumari. And everyone claps. All of you say congratulations and they say Mubarak. Congratulations. Now you may sit down. There is some commotion in the hall as the Kumaris sit down. The Dadis are conversing with one another. Dadi is saying something to Baba. Yes, Dadiji is saying that these Kumaris, those who think that they are ready, they will get 1 month's training. And Baba says, yes, and whatever your rules are, that according to that you give them the training. So Bhaktad is also congratulating the Kumaris, and the Kumaris raise their hand again.
Right hand, but now.
Yes. Become a right hand, not a left hand.
Acha. Tisra group hai.
The third group
Gita Parshala
is of householders who are running Gita Parshalas. Raise your hand. Those who are householders running Gita Parshalas in their homes, raise your hand. And they are also about 2,000, over 2,000. And Baba is telling them to stand up. They are over 2,000. So in this hall today, there are about 14 to 15,000. So about 3,000, I think. Now raise your hand after standing up. And they raise their hand. It's a beautiful scene to look at. Sisters and brothers are standing and raising their hand. I think about more than 2,000. Should be about 3,000.
I bet you.
Sit down. All the children who are instrumental for Gita Parshalas, Bab Dada calls them instrumental Sevadharis. You are looking after your household. And have also become an instrument for alokik service, and therefore you are doing double task. However, the speciality of those who are instruments in the Gita Parshalas. To become a trustee and perform every task. Because Bhaktada noticed that those who start Gita Parshalas do so with different aims. Some open Gita Parshalas from the heart because they really want to do service. And in this we run Gita Parshalas. But there are others. Because there is expansion, then there is a mixture in the feelings too. Therefore, Bhaktada notices that it's not all, but some, a few, who open Gita Parshalas to sustain their own family. They want to sustain their own family and also to do service. But Gita Parshala means to serve as a trustee. Because all those souls who come to the Gita Parshalas do so because of their love for Baba. This is why you have to do everything with the consciousness of a trustee. It is very, very essential to do that. You have to be very, very selfless. There has to be feelings of service only. So only those who serve selflessly with feelings from the heart, they are the ones who are real true, who are running Gita Parshalas accurately. So Bhaktada is very happy with these souls who serve accurately in this way because they are making the time be used in a worthwhile way.
Kaarya samadhi.
Because they are taking care. They are having a dual responsibility. They don't have any other feeling mixed. Neither they have the desire of any name for themselves or the desire to sustain their own Laukik family, but their only aim is to serve Baba, and they are real trustees. So to such trusty souls, Bab Dada gives lots and lots of congratulations. They are very good and they will continue to be very good too. But you have to check that there should be no other feelings mixed in this feeling. There should be no other feeling. Mixed in the feeling of service. Don't allow any other feeling to enter. You are doing service and you are giving benefit to souls. That's very good. Another speciality of those running Gita Pathshalas is that many others who are living in their households get a lot of courage from those who are running Gita Pathshalas, because when they see those living in the centers, they think that, oh, we may also have to leave our household like these sisters. But when they see others who are running Gita Pathshalas, living in their household and also running Gita Pathshalas, they take a lot of inspiration from them. They get inspiration, zeal, enthusiasm from those who are running Gita Pathshalas, and therefore
Gita Pathshala walon ko bhi bahut seva ki mubarak.
Bab Dada is congratulating a great deal to those who are running Gita Pathshalas for being truly serviceable. Did you hear? Those who are running Gita Pathshalas, raise your hands again. Don't clap, just raise your hand. Let it be just one hand. And the Baba said, let it be the clap of one hand, but when Baba uses the word clap, they think they have to clap with two hands. When Baba says, clap with one hand, this is not clap with one hand. Clap with one hand means just raise your hand. This is called clapping with one hand. Now, which is the fourth group? The teachers who have surrendered. There were about 108 teachers who surrendered and had a surrender ceremony. They brought their relatives with them. So Baba is telling them that, is there anyone who have had a surrender ceremony but was not living in the center before, and now they will go to the center? And Daddy says, no, they're already living in the centers. They have been living in the centers for 5 years, but their parents thought that they need a surrender ceremony. So they were surrendered officially in Madhuban. There were about 108 of them. And 1,000 relatives of theirs have come for the surrender ceremony.
Achalkia.
And Baba is telling them, it's very good. You have become courageous and have brought
on Bhakti Pandiki
service on the practical stage. Actually, you had given your hand to Baba and celebrated that surrender ceremony 5-6 years ago, but now you made the hand firm in your hand so that it will never be released again. Therefore, Bap Dada congratulates the Kumaris who have surrendered, that may your hand be always in Baba's hand, may you be always in the company of the Father. Make this promise firm and let the rosary of victory be around your neck. Also, wherever you are staying, in whichever center you are staying, you will make that center free from obstacles. There shouldn't be any complaint of you becoming an obstacle. Also, whether it is in your self efforts, sometimes externally you may not be an obstacle, but internally there may be an obstacle in you. So neither should you become an obstacle for yourself, nor should there be the obstacle of you being felt by those living in the center, nor the students should become obstacles. So three certificates needed: self obstacle free, those living in the center obstacle free, and students obstacle free. And such a center which is completely free from obstacle, that's what Baba wants from you. Are you ready to do it? But what if others put obstacles in your way? Okay, you will be free from obstacles. But if there are others who put obstacles in your way, then what will you do? Will you become destroyer of obstacles? Will you? Raise your hand. Will you become destroyer of obstacles? And they raise their hands. Therefore, surrender ceremony means the ceremony to become perfect. It's don't remember just the surrender ceremony. Of course, you'd have to remember that too. but according to the need of the hour.
Api sampuranta ka divas.
You have to celebrate the day of perfection too. I have to do that. Say it with determination. Tie the bracelet around your wrist of this determined thought that I have to celebrate my day of perfection. Now all the teachers, raise your hand. All the teachers, raise your hand. Yes, raise it higher. Aren't you teachers? Baba is telling also the senior sisters from Goa, Jaldi Ben, Naini Ben, all are sitting here today. Many are sitting here who have come from abroad. Congratulations to all of you. Welcome. So that is Sister Gayatri, Sister Maureen, Sister Rajni, Meera, Himlata, all are here. Bap Dada has one pure thought for the teachers. Should Baba tell you? Will you just listen to it or will you also do it? Will you just think about it or will you also become the embodiment of it? Say yes. What will you do? Will you also become the embodiment of it or will you just listen to it? You will do it. Okay. It's a pure thought. It's not a big thing, it's a small thing which Papa wants you to do. Daddy is saying something. See, Baba is saying, Daddy sent a message and Daddy is smiling. Daddy sent a message that all the centers should now become free from obstacles. Actually, it's the teachers who are responsible for that.
Teachers ki complaints are.
Because up to now, complaints of teachers come to Daddy. Daddy has a big file of them. Issue Ben who opens the letters, she says, there are such letters which come from centers and they are all useless letters which have to be thrown away and the waste paper basket gets full. It needs a lot of time to read those letters and also that much time to tear away those letters. And then to put that in the waste paper basket also takes time. So this is waste, energy being wasted, is it not? Therefore, Bap Dada has a pure wish that
right hands,
all the teachers
left hand,
who are right Baba's hand. Right hands, not left hands.
Right hands. has conceived. Sinner sin. Asim samajanavi. To feast Bhakti Bhajan.
If news comes from those centers where Baba's right hands are living, is it good? Such letters which need to be only torn away and put in the waste paper basket, is it good? You're not saying anything. Those who think that in this year
certificate like
each one of us is going to take 3 certificates free from obstacle, the self center free from obstacle, and also the companions in the center free from obstacles. Are you ready to claim all these 3 certificates? Now raise your hand. Those who are ready to claim these 3 certificates, now Baba is telling the cameraman to take their photograph, their video. Also those in the first line and second line, the seniors sitting, the teachers from abroad, the brothers also, who are Pandavas, who are living in centers, they too raise their hand. The brothers, the Pandavas who are living in the centers, you too raise your hand. Yes. Raise your hand now. Don't put it down, because raise your hand high so that it comes in the TV. Keep it high. Keep it raised. Your TV is being taken. Did all of you hand? Baba is telling the sisters on Baba's left, on Baba's right. The camera is going around the whole hall and Baba is saying thank you. Baba is telling issue men that now your waste paper box will remain empty. You will not have to fill it. And issue men is laughing, and that, and she tells that Baba, my hands, you know, get tired opening so many letters. So whether you're sitting here listening, or whether you are abroad or in India in different centers listening to Baba's Murli directly, sitting, hearing live, or you will hear a read in the Murli on paper, but Bab Dada is telling all the teachers all over the world, Bab Dada has this pure wish that in this year there should be no complaints from anywhere. All the complaint files should finish. Even Bab Dada has many files. So this year all complaint files should finish. You should become fine and more better than that was fine. Do you like it?
Vidhi
let another one be of any type, any nature, but you should learn the method of adjusting yourself with him or her. Let him do anything. He may be becoming an obstacle and coming in front of you again and again. But to spend time in finishing obstacles, for how long will this go on? Even that should have a closing ceremony. Don't look at others. This one is doing like this. But think, what am I to do? If like you come in front of a mountain, a rock, you cannot expect the rock to move away. You have to move away. So don't think that let him change, then I will change. Let this rock move away, then I will go. Neither will the rock move away, nor will you be able to reach your destination. Therefore, if you have a pure feeling towards another soul, you may give him a signal, but then after that become free of that thought in your mind and intellect. Do not allow the thoughts of that person who is putting obstacles in your way to come in your mind and intellect. As you know, everyone is number wise. It means everyone's stage is definitely number wise. But I have to become number one. So if there are souls who are having waste thoughts about you, you should not have waste thoughts about them. Instead, keep pure feelings for them. Of course, it does take time. It also takes a little bit of effort. However, if you want to do self-transformation, you have to think like that, and then the garland of victory will come round your neck. If you can change the other one with your pure feelings, then you may do so. But if you cannot, Then give him a signal.
अपनी responsibility.
And
खत्म कर दो.
In this way, finish your responsibility.
और स्वपरिवर्तन कर.
Then you transform yourself and then continue to fly forward. Even this obstacle is like a golden string which will not allow you to fly. Very fine thread, the thread of the curtain of truth. That's what you think, because you say, it's true, this is right, it should not happen like that, why is it happening? But for how long will you keep on thinking in this way and keep on obstructing yourself? Now you have to free yourself even from these fine threads. Celebrate the true year of liberation.
इसलिए बाप दादा जो बच्चों की आशय है वो मांग रहे हैं उत्साह है इसके सभी के फंक्शन मना कर पूरे कर रहे हैं.
Therefore, Bap Dada is fulfilling your desires and getting all these functions or celebrations being celebrated this year. And let them be finished. But the last function of this year of liberation should be the coronation of liberation.
Achcha. Aaj bahut variety group hai.
Today there are many variety groups, no? Remind Baba that there are double foreigners too. Gayatri, you can... In the different functions, you give gifts to the dadis, don't you? So, in the function of the year of liberation, you have to give the gift of your perfection to Bap Dada.
अच्छा.
Mali Ben is telling Baba that, Baba, this time the Sevadharis are from Maharashtra. And Baba says, yes, that's a very good method you have adopted, that each Brahmin is given a chance to do service here. So different zones are invited for serving in different groups. So all those who have been Sevadharis for this group, that is Maharashtra, besides Bombay, the other Maharashtra and Andhra Pradesh, Baba is telling them to raise their hand. There are many mothers. Very good. You have done the unlimited service and therefore taken the unlimited blessings in your account. Unlimited blessings have been accumulated. Everyone took the benefit of doing service, is it not? You liked to do service, did you? Everyone liked serving here. Very good. Gayatri Ben, remind Baba of double foreigners. Afterwards, otherwise Baba will start giving up here. All the Sevadhari teachers of Maharashtra, raise your hand and stand up. They are sitting all over the hall, so Baba is saying that they are mixed. To all the Sevadharis of Maharashtra, Bhaktada congratulates them for having served free from obstacles. Yes, all are not here because many Sevadharis are sitting outside, hearing the Murli outside, because they are busy in their duties, those who are on security. So they don't hear they're not here for the Murli in the hall. And Baba is telling that those who are in the security department should come every day to Dadi and say good morning. Dadi should meet them because they have a very big responsible job of security. Those who are in the security department have done their job well. There are many double foreigners. Namoini Ben is reminding Baba. There were some double foreigners also in the surrender ceremony. Many, about seven sisters who were in the surrender ceremony. Yes, and Baba says,
Acha, jo उसको पहले ही आफरीन है इन एडवांस.
बाबा से I don't know, but this is what I gather, that Baba Dadi Janki is saying that how many of these sisters have surrendered.